This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Beavers are familiar in the American West for managing landscapes to slow floodwaters, create wetland habitats, and make retention ponds. Now, in one of the most urban environments on the planet, beavers might be the ideal engineers. In a West London neighborhood, constant flooding on city streets and in the local subway or tube stations has become such an issue that officials considered creating an artificial reservoir to address it. But that likely won't be necessary anymore, as beavers are handling the soggy situation just by doing what the flat-tailed ecosystem engineers do best. In 2023, a family of five beavers was introduced to a 24-acre site as part of the Ealing Beaver Project, which is working to bring back the species after it was driven to extinction in London 400 years ago. Since the reintroduction, the beavers have chopped down trees, built dams, and turned the area into a sponge-like natural wetland that has successfully abated flooding, much to the delight of commuters using the underground. Seniz Mustafa with the Ealing Beaver Project said, "Everything downstream is much more protected from flooding than it was before, all because they want to hold that water back so that they have enough water to swim in and feel safe." The new beaver neighbors have also been a hit among locals, even prompting beaver safari tours to spot the hardworking heroes. August 6th through 9th is the Western Design Conference exhibit and sale at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse in Bozeman, Montana. The premier exhibition and sale features artisans, artists, collectors, interior designers, architects, and more, with works on display in an open showroom, a fashion show, daily happy hours, and curated spaces by regional interior designers. After 18 years in Jackson, Wyoming, the event has relocated to Bozeman. The Western Design Conference exhibit and sale highlights Western home design and decor, lifestyle, fashion, and design. The Western Design Conference features a no-commission marketplace, and this year's event will include a preview party, a live auction, a couture fashion show, a designer's showhouse, and works by more than 100 American artists from more than 28 states. Jurors will award top talent with $20,000 in prizes for design excellence ranging from contemporary to cowboy. There's more information online at westerndesignconference.com. The Gallatin County Study Commission has spent the last year studying the type of county government that Gallatin County has, including its structure, the number and election of county commissioners, other countywide elected offices, and the like, and is proposing to put a nonpartisan ballot question on the ballot for voters to consider in November. The proposal would make all county elected offices, county commissioners, Gallatin County Sheriff, county attorney, treasurer, auditor, superintendent of schools, and clerk of district court, into nonpartisan positions. The Gallatin County Commission previously put the question on the ballot in 2019, where it failed. The Gallatin County Commission has been holding special meetings to consider the Study Commission's recommendation. Public comment will be taken at the last special meeting, 9:30 a.m. on Friday, August 7th. The meeting on the Study Commission's recommendation will take place in the third-floor community room in the Gallatin County Courthouse at 311 West Main Street in Bozeman. People also can register to attend virtually via Zoom. Details are available on the Gallatin County Government website at gallatin.mt.gov, and people can submit public comment in writing by email to commission@gallatin.mt.gov. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.